You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Time to touch some grass.
It's the Green Desk on 95BFM, brought to you by EcoFest 2025.
Ever wondered what it would be like to bike in an art gallery? Well, now you can, for the city is your gallery. In collaboration with EcoFest 2025 and various New Zealand artists, bike hubs have been set up at a street art bike challenge. Now anyone can ride around the city, discover amazing works of art, and win great prizes. This week, Green Desk producer Liam spoke to Brent Bielby, manager of EcoMatters Bike Hubs, a community project aimed at encouraging more people to take up cycling. He explains that the goal behind the challenge, as well as how cycling can contribute to a healthy lifestyle and provide a source of freedom and fun. You can take part in this challenge yourself. All you need is to take out your bike, pedal over to the artworks, and upload a photo of you and your bike. The challenge will run until the 22nd of April, and you can find a map of all the locations and trails on the EcoMatters website.
What is the Street Art Bike Challenge?
Yeah, so the Street Art Bike Challenge is really a way for us to encourage people in the community to get out on their bikes. The way we're encouraging that really is by encouraging to go out and discover the street art scene in their local neighbourhoods or around the region, and then take a photo of that with yourself and your bike to prove that you were there on a bike and send it in to us, and then there's a bunch of prizes. So yeah, it's really all about trying to encourage more people to get out on their bikes, and it operates over a month, the month of April, so that gives people plenty of time to try and, you know, plan one, two, multiple outings, get out there by themselves or get out with whānau or friends and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that sounds cool. And why approach this challenge with bikes as opposed to other means of transportation?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Transport emissions account for 40% of Auckland's carbon footprint, so it's a really big issue. And we face, you know, health challenges around obesity, mental health as well. So, yeah, the bike for us, as a charity trying to encourage sustainable living, makes a lot of sense. So, yeah, that's why we're really focused on trying to encourage people to get out on bikes, help the environment, help their own health. And it's a really good way to get around and experience town. It's at a speed that I think works well around, you know, urban centres. And you can stop whenever you want to stop and, you know, explore things rather than being in a public transport or a vehicle where you're kind of constrained about where you can go and stop and that sort of stuff. So I reckon it's the ultimate sort of freedom vehicle. I have a background in engineering, and I always like to say that riding a bicycle is a really simple solution to some of the complex challenges we face as a society.
How did the idea of combining street art with bikes come about, and how has it developed since its origin?
Yeah, so the idea actually came about from a staff member at EcoMatters, probably going back about 5 years now, and we were just brainstorming ideas on potential events to run to encourage people to get out riding. She'd participated in running events before where I think they'd been trying to locate painted power boxes. So we just took that idea and thought, yeah, great. I think it's been done in multiple sort of arenas, you know, before people have done this sort of thing. So I picked up on the painted power box initially and thought, well, our focus is to get people on bikes. We'd run that with bikes. And we wanted to do something that was a regional project that everyone across the region, rather than run a ride from a certain location, try and encourage people right across the region to get involved. You started off with just the power boxes, and then I think a year or two later, we just decided, well, why aren't we just, you know, just street art in general, which could be sculptural, can be murals, you know, you can interpret that in quite a wide array. So I really just like that idea of people getting out to experience the art scene and using a bike as the way to go and do it.
And how strong would you say biking culture is in Auckland?
I would say biking culture is a lot stronger than what is reported in the media. I think in general, and look, the statistics that from count cycle counts on key cycleways and stuff like that, it's great that they have them and you can get some indicators off that, but it doesn't really measure your kids riding to school, your mums and dads riding down to sort of pick up their groceries or to the park or something like that. But what we see through our bike hubs, our community bike hubs, and we operate 9 community bike hubs across Auckland and as part of a network of 13, we've had over 85,000 visitors since we first opened in 2017. And we don't do much publicity or promotion. It's really word of mouth and people just wanting to come and you know, get some support around cycling. So I actually think it's a lot bigger than what is reported. There's a strong and growing culture.
What do you hope this project will achieve?
A number of things. We hope we'll get encourage people to get out on their bikes more, or even get a few people back on bikes who haven't been on, perhaps had their bikes sitting around and just need an excuse to get out on it, would be great. And getting to sort of see and experience their neighbourhoods, and especially discovering the wonderful art scene that is around. So we hope they have a lot of fun and discover, you know, new artworks around the place that, yeah, they really get to enjoy doing and do it on a bike. And then ideally they'll start doing more trips and journeys on their bikes more often.
And how has it been working with EcoFest on this project?
I think it's been really great working with EcoFest. We're super excited to be part of EcoFest and this, what is now a regional festival about the environment. This just seems to fit so well with that theme. We used to run it in October around what was celebrated as Biketober, which was great, but we just felt that timing of the year with EcoFest and the alignment with what EcoFest is all about really works. So I think EcoFest has provided a great platform for us to be able to promote this, along with a wide range and hundreds of other local events and things going on for people to be able to attend across the region.
And what artists have been involved, and are there any notable artworks to look out for?
I probably won't pick out any one single artist for fear of upsetting the ones I don't mention. And there's so many deserving artists around. But what I would say, a couple of projects is in Glen Innes, there's a laneway called Bradley Lane. And it's probably got maybe 15 or more wonderful murals by different artists. And it's only probably 100 metres long, 150 metres long. So a great spot to go and check out. Just Google Bradley Lane. And it's really fantastic to sort of see this, what was once a pretty derelict laneway, really come to life with these wonderful artworks. And then the other thing I'd probably say is Chorus have done a lot of work across the region supporting artists to paint some of the power boxes and communications boxes, and you can go to Chorus to have a look at those. But just speaking of that, we do have a map on our website. If you look up Street Art Bike Challenge, that's got hundreds of different sites across the region, just to give you a little bit of a start to help you get out. If you're wondering where to go to find a piece of art, if you have a look on the map, you'll find something pretty close by because they're all over Auckland.
Who can enter the challenge, and what could they win?
So anyone can enter the challenge. It's open to anyone. It's a simple process of there's an online form. You know, take a photo of yourself at the art, and that every photo that you submit with an entry is a single entry. You can enter multiple times. And, yeah, look, there's a number of prizes. I think some, you know, a couple hundred dollars in terms of sort of a premier prize has been. Lots of really wonderful prizes have been donated by some sponsors as well. And if you go on the website, you can get a list of what some of those are. And keep an eye out through the promotion that's coming up too to see some of the prizes that we'll be having.
And that was EcoMatters Bike Hub manager Brent Bielby talking to us about the Street Art Bike Challenge. More information is available on the EcoFest 2025 website at ecofest.org.nz.
Okay, grass time is over. Back inside the blue screen you go.
That was The Green Desk, brought to you by EcoFest 2025.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.